Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
What do you want out of retirement? Have you given it the thought it deserves? We'll give you the tools you need to give those goals a tune-up. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Kip Fitzsimmons here, once again, talking with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, we were talking before the show about how important setting goals can be for folks planning for retirement. Planning anything, really, right?
Well, absolutely. It doesn't matter what you are, you have to have a game plan. You know, whether it's, you know, Little League baseball or professional baseball or even your finances, you know, so if you know you're going to need a certain dollar amount at retirement, okay, take a look at where you're currently at, where you're at in the ballgame, how close are you to your needs, and then we need to figure out a plan on how we're going to get there if we're short. So if you've got to do systematic payments, you know, put some more money into your 401k on a weekly basis, you know, cut down on your spending. These are little things that you have no idea, especially with time. If you have time on your side, you can pretty much accomplish any goal. And so by putting an extra $50 a week away over a 10-year period, you would be surprised how much difference that makes on a retirement plan. You know, just put it in a place where you're really not going to have much risk or you're not going to lose it.
Makes perfect sense. Now, you had mentioned creating SMART goals, and you put a lot of emphasis on the SMART part. Certainly, we're always looking to make SMART decisions, though, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we obviously don't want to be doing foolish spending, especially when it comes closer to our retirement years. You know, I had a lady that came in our office here last week, and she's looking for $8,000 a month in retirement. We know we're going to get about $2,200 a month from her Social Security. She hasn't been married. You know, she lives in a big house. She had three kids, I guess, what different situations, you know, different people. But she has a lot of monthly income needs. The problem is her needs are more than what her income is, you know, and she's $50,000 in credit card debt. You know, she's got a brand new car. She's one of these people who wants to keep up with the Joneses, but she doesn't have the money to back it up. So she's got decent income from her job currently, but she's looking to retire in 4 years. And she wants to maintain her same standard of living, but she has not put anywhere near the income she's going to need for retirement from what she's currently saved. So, I mean, we got to totally restructure her income plan, and she's got to readjust them goals because she's not going to make it unless something drastically happens, like winning the lottery.
You got to watch out for your goals. There are very specific metrics that we can judge our goals by, that we can find out where we stand with them. First of all, they need to be very specific. You can't just say, oh, I want a successful retirement, period. You need to be a lot more specific than that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to measure them and you got to figure out where you're going to be. One of her problems was she got tied up in a couple of bad investment deals about 10 years ago. She lost a lot of money in the market. She lost a lot of money in the real estate. You know, she got caught up in a Ponzi scheme. So she lost close to $800,000. She was really risky where she was putting her hard-earned money at. So it's pretty much relevant where you're going to be at as far as meeting them goals, but you got to make sure it's attainable. It's no good dangling a carrot in front of the donkey if you're not going to get it. It just drives you nuts. You know, you can see it, but you're just never going to get it. Just make sure that, you know, your goals are attainable and make sure that, you know, they're very specific. Like we talked about measurement and how are we going to get there in a timely manner? Are we going to reach it with the time horizon that we have? Her situation, like I said, she wants to retire in 3 to 4 years. There's no way she's going to attain them goals in that period of time with what she's currently doing.
Well, I was reading in Forbes recently about the three most common retirement goals that people never achieve. So let's take a look at these and see if we can figure out a way to make them better goals, goals that are more, as you said, attainable and specific. So starting off, the first one on the list, hiking the Appalachian Trail. Oh, I'd love to hike the Appalachian Trail. How can we make that more attainable, more specific?
If that's what you're going to do, I mean, obviously, we've got to save for a vacation. This is obviously a vacation money. It's a goal you're going to put aside, you know, to get out of the country. I mean, if that's what you're going to look to do, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, everybody's got destinations that they want to go to before they pass on as we speak. Mm-hmm. I had a lady in here this week. Her goal is she wants to take her whole family on a cruise. Mm-hmm. So she's been saving money every year for the last 4 years for this cruise. Mm-hmm. And she's going to need about $35,000 to take all of her family and her grandkids on this cruise. And she's almost 80% of the way there. So she figures within 2 years, she'll have all the money saved. Oh. So this is a woman who knew what she wanted to do. She put a realistic plan in place. It was very measurable and was attainable for her. And now she's getting very, very close to the finish line where she's going to meet that goal. So I think once people understand how these things work and put the plans in place, anything is possible. But you just want to say, hey, I'm going to win the lottery in 3 years and put all our money into lottery tickets, because we know that's not very attainable.
Exactly. Well, it's so good to hear this kind of happy ending. Someone who has put together a goal, put together a plan to reach that goal, and then is so close to attaining it. Let's talk about another of those big goals that people oftentimes will say, oh, wouldn't it be great if in retirement, specifically writing a book. I'd like to write the next great American novel. That's a huge goal. There's a lot that goes into it, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, number one, you got to have a good publisher. You know, you got to have the topic. You got to live it, pretty much. I like to say you got to live a book. So it's like if you're dealing with facts and personal things that you've done yourself and learned, then it's obviously it's attainable. I mean, writing a book is obviously it's a goal of mine. We're working on one right now. And we were just featured in Forbes magazine this just past week. And that was something that I was attaining or trying to get done for 5 years. And it was nice to actually get it done. So again, understanding what your goals are, have a plan in place to get there, and just make sure it's measurable and it's attainable.
Now, here's a goal that seems measurable, seems relevant, seems like it is very specific. We hear about this all the time, that magic number of saving $1 million for retirement. Is that a reasonable goal for us to be putting together when we're heading into a retirement plan?
I would say absolutely not. Do not try to get anywhere near there. What you do is put the number that's attainable to you. What your current situation is. If you're not used to making big money, you're not going to start making it once you start retiring. So like I said, if you're a $50,000 a year person, understand what you need on a monthly basis. So if you're earning 50, you know, your bills are maybe $35,000. So that means we're saving, you know, $1,200 a month. That's attainable. So once now we got to figure out, okay, how are we going to get to keep that $3,800 a month? So if we need $3,000 a month, say on a monthly basis, that's $36,000 a year. We know we're going to get X amount of dollars from Social Security. If you're lucky enough to have a pension, we're going to get some money from there. Then the rest of the money is going to come from our savings, you know, our 401k plans, our IRAs, if we have Roth accounts, other monies that we put aside. So once we understand the goals and get that number, it's just all about doing the math. Can we get there? And is it attainable? And is it reasonable?
That's what we're looking at every single week here on the Financial Safari, ensuring that your plan is going to get you successfully to and through retirement. And today is the day to get the process started. Give John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, a call at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call. Isn't that right, John?
Absolutely, Kip. In fact, since we're on the subject, let's put together a complete income plan for you. So let's sit down, do a complete income plan analysis. We can also sit down here with our fiduciary, Johnny, here in the office, do a portfolio analysis for you, see what you're currently doing, see what fees and what the risk tolerance you're in and what's it doing for you as far as performance. Any client that comes on board, Kip, with $250,000, we provide them with a free will. And for anybody who comes on with $500,000 or more, we provide them with a living trust and powers of attorney for financial and health care. These are important documents, and I think it's the cornerstone for any financial plan.
The number is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. Sit down for that complimentary, no-cost consultation. Get on the right track for retirement today. The number one more time, 800-477-1135.
How much money do you need right now? Can the rest of your money be working for you before you need it in the future? That and more when we return.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
In many ways, a marriage is a financial enterprise. There are bills to pay, assets to manage, and records to keep track of. In many marriages, one partner handles all the money matters. This may work fine until that spouse passes away. The surviving spouse is especially vulnerable if key documents and information are hard to find or understand. A great strategy would be to head off problems by keeping a financial notebook, which would be accessible to their loved ones in a time of loss. Don't let a difficult conversation get in the way of protecting your loved ones.